The Hanford Nuclear Reservation in southeast Washington has inspired documentaries, museum exhibits, art shows, and even a book of poetry. Now a Northwest band called Tangerine is about to release a new song that tackles the leaking tanks of radioactive waste at the federal site. Correspondent Anna King has this audio postcard.
I guess it's a slightly unusual topic for a pop song, especially one that has a romantic angle. Hi, I'm Marika Jestad, and I sing, play guitar, and piano for Tangerine. We're an alternative pop band from Seattle, Washington. I read a headline that said Governor Inslee believes there's no imminent danger to the groundwater in Washington State. And I was like, what is the danger in general? So I read more about it and I realized that there were some tanks that were leaking at the Hanford nuclear site, which I found pretty scary. Columbia River is a place that I spent a lot of time with my family in the past, so that just sort of struck me pretty hard. I was already writing a song that I felt was sort of boring. It was kind of a by-the-books romantic song, and I wanted to add an environmental angle, but I didn't want to hit people over the head with it, especially because I'm not an expert in any way. So I decided to write a song about, a little bit tongue-in-cheek, about a romance taking place on a Riviera, quote-unquote Hanford Riviera, that's been tainted by nuclear waste, and sort of incorporate the paranoia, the impending doom that would come from that situation. The song, for me, represents a state of mind that I think a lot of people my age share, which is that we all know something totally not cool is going on with the environment in general. Global warming, nuclear contamination, floating islands of trash. But most people don't know where to begin to address those issues. And so it sort of just floats in the background, an underlying sense of uneasiness. And that's what the song is really trying to capture.